All right, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm wrapping up this hour with a company update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. Now, I wanted to feature Aztec on the weekend show because the company released some drill results from its Tombstone property in southern Arizona. These are some pretty impressive drill results, and that's what I like to feature on the weekend show particularly. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Simon Dykoski. Now, Simon, the headline numbers here says, Aztec intersects a little over 6 grams per ton gold and about 77 grams per ton silver over about 15 meters, a little over 15 meters at the Tombstone Project. Now, there were a total of 4 holes released, all from this 4-hole spoke pattern, the north side of the project. You and I chatted at the tail end of September about the initial results from the central spoke pattern. Now we're talking about the northern spoke pattern, and we saw some of the best drill holes to date from this project. Start us off with just a little summary of these drill results and what they mean for the bigger project, please.
Yeah, sounds good, Corey. Thanks very much. So as you mentioned, these 4 holes, holes 6 through 9, were drilled about 300 meters north of the previously released 4-hole spoke pattern that we drilled in the center of the pit. And as you mentioned, actually hole 9 was the highest reported grade drill hole at the Tombstone open pit, the contention open pit reported to date. So we were thrilled, as you mentioned, 6.18 grams of gold, 77 grams silver, or 7.15 grams gold equivalent over 15 meters in hole 9. And this was fairly shallow. So again, we're thrilled with these results. And what we're doing with this drill program is validating a theory that, just to remind your listeners, this is a historic silver district, 32 million ounces of silver mined between 1878 and 1939. And this was primarily done by old-time miners chasing visible bonanza-grade silver veins. So we're drilling into the rock, into the pillars, around the stopes and tunnels that they've left, and testing the theory and confirming some previous drilling that suggested that that material was mineralized to the extent that it could be mined profitably in a bulk tonnage heap leach scenario. A heap leach in the region typically today would mill something or process a grade of 0.4 to 0.6 grams gold. And in our first spoke pattern, the headline hole there returned almost 80 meters of 1.6 grams gold equivalent. So you know, well in that range and exceeding what a heap leach mine in the region would be able to turn a profit at. So we're thrilled to see that in the north end of the spoke pattern, we've actually hit high grade gold amongst holes that are more representative of a low grade bulk tonnage deposit. So that's, you know, that's extremely encouraging. And these are high grade underground mining numbers that reside just a few meters beneath the surface within the first 75 meters of the drill hole. So it's really encouraging for us. And it does prove to us that, you know, while these miners got a lot of silver and gold out of these bonanza grade veins, they didn't get all of it, all of the high grade rather. So you know, we're extremely encouraged. And right now we've got the drill now about 400 or 500 meters south of the central spoke pattern. So that's almost a 800 meter strike that we're drilling along, testing a third spoke pattern there in the south before we're going to step off and test some targets to the west. So we're not even done half the program in terms of reporting results. And so far it's you know, as a phase one program, it's completely been a success, and we're extremely pleased that this theory is being confirmed.
So one other thing I want you to address is within this hole 9, a broader interval of almost 30.5 meters of little over 3 grams per ton gold and 45 grams per ton silver. So a broader intercept here starting from just 32 meters depth. That really speaks more to the bulk mining scenario, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're looking for, is mineable widths outside of the tunnels that are encountered in the drilling, and that's what we've been seeing. So it's so far so good.
Now, in terms of follow-up drilling here, I know that you guys still have the rest of this program to finish, but how do higher grade results like these play into your future planning for following up here?
Yeah, so good question, Corey. And, you know, this phase one drill program will vest our 75% interest with our partners on the project. So once we've completed drilling these 20 holes for approximately 3,000 meters for our phase one, we'll have met the earn-in, we'll form our joint venture, and then discuss with our partners what a phase two infill program would look like along this contention structure. And to be open and honest with you, it's hard to determine that at this point when we've only got data back from half the holes. And I'll point out that we have not even drilled we have several targets to the west of the open pit that we haven't tested yet. So it's an open question at this point, but you know, we've got lots of information to work with, and we look forward to that phase two. And in fact, we are also pre-collaring two deep drill holes. So these are to test deeper CRD style targets. So these are below the shallow epithermal gold silver targets that we're drilling in the contention pit. These holes are more in the order of 750 meters deep. They require core drilling. And in order to efficiently core drill, we are going to pre-collar them with the reverse circulation drill that we have on site now. So that'll be next up after these 3,000 meters are drilled, and then we'll likely be into a phase two once we've had ample opportunity to discuss phase two with our partners and how we're going to move forward on the project.
Okay, so consistent drilling, it sounds like. Just remind everybody the cash position of the company to continue these programs.
Yeah, so we are sitting at over $2.5 million right now, and that's great. We actually had a number of warrants come in recently, so it drove a little bit of the share price weakness over the last few weeks, I think. But they expired yesterday, October 21st. These were 25-cent warrants that had been issued before the IPO. So very long-term supportive shareholders had these. And I think it drove a little bit of the share price weakness. So, you know, presenting a good opportunity for new investors to come in here at, you know, what I would consider to be a discounted price given the success that we've had through the drill bit thus far. And it has cashed up the company. Over $500,000 came in from that. So we're sitting good for cash. There's no immediate need to finance. And, you know, we're in a position to continue working here and to continue to produce results for the market.
Okay, thanks for those insights on the warrants being exercised, because I do want to ask you about the trading pattern on the back of these results. The stock did pop. It moved up about 15% on the day the news was released, but as I was watching trading that day, the stock opened up much higher, and same thing happened on Thursday. That's actually when we're recording this. The stock opened up gapping higher, but has seen some selling throughout the trading day. Do you think this is just continued selling from some of these people that did exercise their warrants? Any insights on here?
It very well might be. There were 2.5 million warrants at 25 cents that were in the money as of yesterday on their last day of expiry. So it's entirely possible that some of that selling, maybe even likely, has been from investors holding those warrants. And, you know, more broadly speaking, I think any precious metal investor over the last 2 months has seen a bit of a large retracement from the outright froth that we saw in July, June and July. So I think it's a normal trading pattern for the stock, given that structural imbalance with the warrants and as well as the general precious metals markets. And, you know, we're hopeful that once we get past some geopolitical events in the next few weeks here, namely the U.S. election and the resolution to that, that we'll see higher precious metal prices into 2021 and resume that uptrend in the macro markets.
All right, let's wrap it up with a comment on expected news flow. Obviously, continued drill results from this southern spoke pattern, some of the drilling to the west. How do you envision the news flow for the company, let's say, going into year end over the next couple months?
Well, it's going to be very busy. So, you know, as you pointed out, we're in the middle of the drill program. We've put out 9 holes. The pace of releases has been about 3 to 4 weeks between, well, it's been 4 weeks since we released our last batch of results. So the labs have been good to us. So, you know, we'd expect to be in a position to announce more results in November and then subsequent to that. And then we also hope to have something to discuss about our other flagship project in Mexico, actually a larger project, Cervantes, the gold copper porphyry, where Aztec made a discovery in 2018 of a drill hole that returned 160 meters of 0.77 grams in an open pit heap leach environment. So we hope to have something to discuss there with investors in the near term, and you know, further updates on forming the joint venture with our partners at Tombstone, and potentially discussing what our work program at Cervantes and Tombstone are going to look like next year. So lots to look forward to, and I think we'll have steady updates and plenty of touch points to discuss our progress with investors over the next 2 months.
All right. Well, Simon, in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Aztec Minerals. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email those to me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you. And hey, please listen to all the daily editorials that I have released throughout this week. It was a very busy week. A lot of other important company updates, but I did want to save Aztec for the weekend show because of these drill results that did move the stock higher. It's nice to see investors still having cash, moving it into companies that are releasing good results. Simon, I really appreciate your time on this weekend show. Everybody else, thank you for tuning in. I'll be back at it Monday morning, so please, everyone, keep those emails coming. Simon, thanks again for your time. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Corey. You too.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.